All right, members of the House Energy Committee, I call us to order. Will the clerk please take the roll?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair Skies.
Here.
Vice Chair Zolnikov.
Here.
Vice Chair Heyman.
Excused.
Representative Binkley.
Here.
Representative Brewster.
Here.
Representative Custer.
Here.
Representative Durham.
Here.
Representative Kazmaier.
Here.
Representative Cordham.
Here.
Representative Olson.
I think she's trying to get in the room. If we could, let's just count her as here until she can get in here.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Phelan.
Here.
Representative Sullivan.
Here. Here.
All right, everybody's here, and we have a quorum. So what am I calling us together for? So Representative Sullivan, I know you have a comment you'd like to make. Would you like to follow me so you get the last word, or do you want to make your comment first, and then I'll get the last word?
Mr. Chair, I'll go ahead and let you go first.
Excellent. All right, well, last Saturday, when we adjourned from the floor, I came... My glasses, holy cow. So I came in the room and we were trying to reconsider the motion on Representative Cheetah's bill. And now I don't have my backup glasses. We're trying to do 492. A bunch of people told me, listen, we got to go. Representative Custer was taken off. I was having a hard time trying to find just people to have a quorum. So my mind was rushed in that thought, to get a quorum, to finish what we were doing. When I came in the room, the Democrat caucus was on the screen. So I thought, great, we got those guys. So I ran around for about 10 minutes trying to find the other folks, got everybody in the room. When I came back, the Democrat caucus was missing. I didn't know what was going on. No one had told me. The vice chair didn't tell me what was going on. So I just jumped in the meeting quick to get us out of here fast because everybody was wanting to leave. So in my dogged pursuit of the process to get us out, I inadvertently didn't put the priority on where I should have, which was allowing the Democrats to participate in that vote. So that's why we're calling this meeting back together. What I'd like to do is move to reconsider, since I have not signed the report on that bill, so the bill is still technically in the committee, I would like to move to reconsider it and then allow us all to vote on it, and then we'll see what the process does. Because I don't want my actions on Saturday to be a stigma on this bill. This bill should rise and fall on its own merits, and then it just leaves the stigma of what I did on Saturday entirely with me. So with that, Representative Sullivan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We appreciate being having this vote take place again. As we all know, we each represent 10,000 people, and so allowing us to voice the vote of our constituents is important, and we appreciate having the chance to voice that vote. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Sullivan. So by the process, we've already got a due pass. We had 7 votes on it. And so in order to look at this again so that we can get the whole committee to vote on it, we have to move to reconsider our actions. And so Vice Chair Zolnikov.
I'm really quick to Representative Olson.
Oh, sorry. Representative Olson, you had a question before we started?
Yes, Mr. Chair, because I think I just misunderstood what we were doing. I thought you didn't sign the report, and so that we would be actually voting first to remove it from the table and then vote to consider it, as opposed to voting to undo the vote that was taken last Saturday.
Okay, that's an excellent question. Thank you, Representative Olson. What we did on Saturday was within the rules. Everything I did was within the rules. And so we did pass it, but it is still in the committee because I refused to sign it because I knew that we would want to revisit this again. Because after we had passed it, I knew I'd made that mistake and I wanted to do it again. So I didn't sign it. So it's technically still in here. But that motion was within order and it was a quorum to do business and the vote was enough to pass it. So it isn't technically on the table anymore. Our last legal action in the committee was to pass it. And so the fact that it's still in the committee, we can now move to reconsider our actions on it. And so that's, we have to do it by the process. Does that make sense? Excellent. So Vice Chair Zolnikov, please.
Mr. Chair, I motion to reconsider action on House Bill 492.
All right, in order, because I know we're all trying to get to lunch real quick and do stuff. What this will do is if we vote yes on this, that means we bring the bill back in front of us and we can discuss it and vote on it right here. If you vote no, that leaves it in the process with 7-0 and it goes to the House floor that way. So that's what this vote is. Does anybody want to discuss this vote? All right, so let's do a roll call vote. That way everybody's on the record, please, if you would, Ms. Berry. And then one thing, Representative Sullivan, since our vice chair is not here for you guys, do you have the proxies for anybody that wants to vote for you? Excellent. All right, if you could just communicate with Ms. Berry afterwards and make sure we get that so we can keep this all above board. All right. So, Ms. Burry, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Zolnikov?
Yes.
Vice Chair Heyman?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Binkley?
Yes.
Representative Brewster?
Yes.
Representative Custer?
Yes.
Representative Durham?
Yes.
Representative Kazmaier?
Yes.
Representative Cordham?
Yes.
Representative Olson?
Yes.
Representative Phelan?
Yes.
Representative Sullivan?
Yes.
Chair Skies?
Aye. Well, cool. That kind of went exactly the way I thought it was, but I didn't want to assume anything. All right, so the motion passes. The bill is now before us. Madam Vice Chair, can you please move?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that House Bill 492 do pass.
Excellent. We have a quorum. We have a bill before us, and we have a motion for recommendation.
Okay, really quick.
Oh, so we'll, Representative Cordham, did you want to discuss the bill, or do you have a point of order on what we've done? Okay, he wants to discuss the bill. All right, so now we're to open the discussions on the bill. Representative Cordham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill has noble intentions, and I understand why we're discussing it again, but it is technically infeasible, if not impossible, and I will tell you the reasons why. The internet is an endpoint-to-endpoint system. Think of it like the interstate. If we make the ISPs put up a checkpoint in between, all that data has to be converted from ones and zeros into a picture or a video or whatever, and interpreted by somebody or an AI. Then it has to be converted into ones and zeros and sent to the user. That will add a delay time in the middle of the internet in Montana that is unacceptable for real-time applications like this call or online video gaming or checking a stock quote or the current stock price on something. So right there, it eliminates real-time applications. After that, if the encryption between the endpoints is unbreakable, the ISP would have to just stop that encryption. That stream wouldn't go through. This would kill online banking. Most email nowadays is encrypted, so end-to-end encryption would die as well. This would just kill jobs. It would kill how the internet works and reduce it basically to a telegraph system, taking us back 100 years. There are alternatives right now on the market. Some ISPs offer blockers built in that parents can turn on, and parents can buy monitoring software and blocking software on their end. So this solution is already there. It just has to be implemented by parents. So without going deeper into how the internet works, this would just absolutely devastate the way we do business nowadays. So I urge a no vote on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other discussion? Representative Durham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is not my area of expertise with the internet and security and all of that. However, in the last week, we heard several bills that force questions in my mind that seems like it. Sometimes we can screen and other times we can't. And then with the bill discussing facial recognition, it occurred to me that why can't we determine if the user it meets the parameters of age 18. I suspect every time, I guess I've been notified by other online companies that my picture was posted here or there or some other place, and I was unaware of that. And so I'm voting yes to further the discussion, to find some opportunities to hold these companies accountable for targeting our youth.
Any more discussion on the bill? Representative Custer.
Mr. Chair, for Mr. Graff.
Welcome, Mr. Graff. We got a question for you, sir.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Graff, I don't think I asked this on the other night when we were debating this bill, but is there something in the junk file that indicates there might be an issue legality-wise with this bill? And then after he answers that, then I'm just going to comment, please.
Mr. Graff.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Custer, I would have to go back and look at the junk as far as the conversation surrounding this bill. So I'm not certain that there isn't something in the junk file that came along with this bill that would suggest issues with the bill. That said, there is not a legal note, and this bill was looked at from that standpoint, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Graff. Representative Custer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I just could not quite see how this bill could get immediately better overnight, that we would vote on it on Saturday, and even now, it hasn't changed any. And although I do agree with the issue that I want my kids not to be a subject to porn, I don't think you can do it through the internet provider. I do believe you have to put, and I mean, I'm not a technical wizard by any means, and you all know it, but I believe what the vendors were telling us, that you have to put the app on your phone, your PC, your iPad, whatever you got, you've got to put it on there and have somehow to do it so it keeps updating, so it doesn't miss anything. You can't put it just on the internet, because what is to provide me from my Johnny or Jill taking this thing to the next house over and hooking up to their internet, or the library, or the coffee shop, or wherever, the airport, wherever you got free internet? I mean, some of them are tuned down. Even the library, the libraries have a certain level of stuff on their internet service at the library, but it is included everything. So I agree with the process, but this bill is not doing it that way. It's saying internet, and it's like, it needs to be, let's say that they can get apps, or let's get a list of apps or something like that people can download or get. I just don't see it with this bill, so I'm just still not going to be able to vote for this bill because of that.
Thank you, Representative. Any more discussion from the committee? All right, members, I'll just throw out for one last thought. I think this is a serious subject. Like, we all agree this is a serious subject. This bill might not be the vehicle to answer that subject, but I have enough interest in the subject being discussed in front of the state of Montana that I'm willing to vote yes to bring it before the floor, and hope that maybe if it survives that debate on the floor, that we can then figure a way to make the bill work on a second part of its journey rather than just killing it here. I think pornography and how bad it's affecting our culture is something critical, and it's worthy of discussion, it's worthy of debate, and all because the bill's structure might not be able to get what we want done, I have enough faith in the argument that I'd like to see it advance so that we can work together to try to find a way to fix it. So I'm still definitely yes. So does anybody have anything else? All right, cool. Ms. Burry, can we go to a roll call vote, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Zolnikov?
No.
Vice Chair Heyman?
No, by proxy.
Representative Binkley?
No.
Representative Brewster?
No.
Representative Custer?
No.
Representative Durham?
Yes.
Representative Kazmaier?
No.
Representative Cordham?
No.
Representative Olson?
No.
Representative Phelan?
Yes.
Representative Sullivan?
No.
Kerskis?
Yes. 3 ayes, 9 nays. The bill is defeated. I offer a substitute motion to table without objection. All right. The bill is tabled. I know we all want to get to lunch and go check out what APROPS is doing, and I just want to say the majority leader, we had a big meeting last night, and the majority leader's conversation on the floor where she used the word redouble our efforts, I want to echo that. In my mind, I thought the Democrat caucus was playing a game with us on Saturday to try to block us from having a quorum. I got frustrated and rammed it through, and that's not right. I should not have done that. And so I just want to commit to both caucuses in this room that I'm, even though the process was correct, it's not right to use the rules to squelch debate, and I want debate, and I welcome your comments, and it was the end of a long week, and I don't have any excuses as to why I did it. It's frustrating me that I did, and so I offer my apologies to all the members of this committee that I led us down that road. I did not mean to do that, and so I will not do that again. Anybody have anything else? All right, with that, I call House Energy adjourned. Thank you.